Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It's the Real Housewives of Dallas season one finale, season one, episode 10, and we're spilling the tea at AfterBuzz TV with Heidi Effin Dillon in the studio and Leanne Lockett on the phone. Don't miss a minute right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Is there anybody better than Britney? Song,
it's like, when in doubt, go with Britney.
Outrageous definitely describes this season of The Real Housewives of Dallas. Maybe not tonight's episode, but our episode here at AfterBuzz TV is definitely going to be outrageous.
Maybe.
Let's talk about it and get started and introduce everybody here in the room. We'll start with Blake V, who's here in a new location.
Hello, I am. But I was telling my panelists earlier, I feel like I'm looking at a lovely version of how it normally is. The beautiful Heidi Effin Dillon.
Yes,
thank you. Mwah, love. I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media. And I'm kind of like liking it over here. Maybe you'll see me here next week, too.
Comfy, comfy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's your host, Grant Ruddy. You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And let's look towards the queen of charity in the building.
Oh, well, thank you. Hi, I'm Heidi Dillon. The queen of charity?
Yeah. That's what you were introduced on the show.
I know, but I'm actually a queen of effing everything.
Oh! Yes. I like it.
There you go. Excuse me. All right, let's who's in the studio?
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina, and you can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And it's DJ Richie Sky back in the house with my favorites, DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and the Snap.
Nice. All right, let's roll. Let's talk about this show. And Heidi, fill us in.
Where do you want me to start? Like what? I mean, there's so much.
There's so much.
There is.
What are things like now? What can you say currently? And the show taped a year ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. We wrapped in June.
Okay. So full year.
Yeah, full year. I think it's pretty much status quo in terms of the cast and how they are towards one another. I mean, it's the same thing. They have altercations and then they make up and then they're good and then they're not. I mean, so it's the same old as you see on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was the show a good representation of the things that, of the events as they actually happened? Like, you know, sometimes I think that we see only a snippet of things and we don't get a clear picture. And so sometimes one person is left looking like the bad guy.
And I can give you a really fun example of how that's true. Like my now infamous Gothic State Fair party, which, by the way, I came up with that theme for no particular reason. It was just a juxtaposition that I came up with because I really wanted to fuck with people's heads.
Yeah.
You know, and all events in Dallas have themes. So I was also just like throwing general shade around Dallas because everything has like this ridiculous theme. So I'm like, okay. So at the time when I seemingly out of the blue walked up to Carrie and said, hey, why don't you give us a demo on this corn dog? What was really going on was over stage left, there was a group of my friends, and we had these corn dogs, and a good friend of mine has some major skills in that department. And so he showed it. He deep throated this corn dog. They were big. I got them at Costco, and they were the big ones.
And corn dogs?
It's Texas. Texas corn dogs.
Everything's bigger in Texas,
true,
right?
True, true.
Yes, I can verify that. And so he deep throated this corn dog, and then we're all messing, fooling around with it, you know, and like none of us could do that. And Carrie and Courtney and Brandy and Stephanie walked into the party, and they gave my dog Ralph's a lot of love, you know, which was great. Ralph loves it, and he's a star. He deserves it. But then they just sat down and were like, you know, whatever. They just couldn't be bothered. They weren't into the Frito chili pie, none of that. And so I felt bad because my friends and I, we were having a great time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I roll over to Carrie and I'm like, I wanted to engage her. You know, that was my motivation behind it. I wanted her to join the fun. And I say goofy stuff like that all the time. You guys don't know me very well, but you'll see. I'll pull it out.
It was actually apparent that episode because we saw you and Leanne and Tiffany kind of joking around.
We're joking around.
We got it.
Like one person said, why aren't you grown up at your age? I'm like, I'm a hopeless case of arrested development. I'm sorry. It's not happening. My son graduated and it's downhill from now on. So anyway, so I go over to Carrie and I ask her if she wanted to join in, and she got kind of bent out of shape about it. But I thought, bitch, seriously, I mean, you're talking about your magical junk and all your big sex life and stuff. Show us something. You know, that was my motivation.
Give us a tutorial.
I need new information.
Right? I agree. It's a lot of talking and we're not seeing much action. A
lot of talk, no action. I wanted some action.
See, for me, this is why I've been Team Heidi all season long. I saw you on the screen, I said, oh my God. We need more of her. Simply because I feel like it's a dose of personality that's fun, not so serious, but not afraid to be a little bit, you know, controversial. Yeah. You know, we need that on these shows to make them exciting.
Well, Dallas
but it didn't feel hurtful. It felt fun. You know what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't going after her, but I said, you're going after her. And another thing, Leanne got me confused with someone else when she said I was good friends with Carrie's husband's ex. There's another good friend of Leanne who actually is really good friends with this woman. So everybody was like after me because like you had this party to tear Carrie down. And I'm like, look, I have parties to have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to bother to throw a party and go to fucking Costco, you know, to get corn dogs and champagne.
just to tear someone down.
That makes zero sense.
I might, but...
What was your relationship before Carrie arrived to your house? Had you guys been friends? I mean, she was walking into your home.
I met Carrie for the first time at the House of Blues, Aaron Hendricks.
Oh, okay, so that wasn't that long from your party.
No, and I liked her first thing I met her. You know, I like Carrie. I like all the girls on the show, you know. Mm-hmm. But we're here to talk trash, so that's what we're doing. But, you know, I found out that evening that her stepson... is a year ahead of my son and actually went to the same school as my son. And then they both study film. And so we kind of bonded over that. You know, I didn't know she had a stepkid at my son's school. So we, you know, Carrie's really good one-on-one when you talk to her. She's not a girl who's going to like Leanne. Leanne walks in and lights up the room and, you know, there's the party when Leanne walks in. Carrie's more of, you know, an intimate kind of, you know, let's sit down and have a drink and talk, that, you know, that kind of person. So I liked her. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. How do you feel about your portrayal on the show? We talked about it. We thought you were a breath of fresh air. You know, at the end of the day, how do you feel about it? The whole process?
You know, like you said, I don't take this stuff seriously. I mean, I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was getting into. I wore what I wore because I knew it would get attention. You know, I mean, that Moschino t-shirt.
Oh, I love that look. You know, I love that look. So I mean,
are you kidding me? I went to the store the day before and I saw a t-shirt. And I'm like, okay, I was going to wear just like a plain old black gothic Rick Owens thing. And then I saw that t-shirt and I'm like, no, this is it. Because this is it. And the chain actually says M-O and then the chain is the S in Moschino. I'm wearing a Moschino dress today.
Show it.
I love it.
It says shop till you drop.
I had a feeling it was.
Yeah. I had my Moschino moments. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, for me, it was just all fun. And like people like were talking about my makeup and stuff. And I did study makeup artistry with Scott Barnes. And Scott and Frank, by the way, they did my glam today a la Erica Jane. Yes. I feel like I'm really channeling like a 23-year-old years older than Erica. But, you know, it's all good. So, you know, my concept for my look that evening was from the movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane with Bette Davis. Remember, I don't know if you guys are probably way too young, but she looked so frightening. It was one of the movies that scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
It's a scary one.
It's a scary one. That and Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. And so, but I want to take a step further and look like we exhumed Baby Jane.
Ooh. You know,
was it just that? So I think I had some skills.
Yay! Yeah.
I appreciated it.
I love the look.
It was, it was fantastic. I loved the theme for the party, too. I thought that was great. Like, I had no problems
different,
with that.
And it gave you guys a chance to do something with fashion that was off and, like, just...
off the chain. And they were all like, what do are we going to wear? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, no one can handle anything creative. They get all bent out of shape. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Carrie just sort of showed up.
Oh, Carrie was like, I don't like costumes. I don't do costumes and blah, blah, blah. I mean, she looked beautiful. She looked great.
Yeah. Yeah, but come on, play along. Come on. I mean, you know, you're on TV, you're going to someone's house, you know, making
that. And that's a fun theme.
It was fun. Yeah, Brandy did it. Yeah. She came in and she had that
she
crazy
committed.
Costume on.
She did.
And she brought us all roses and, you know, like they were from our funeral or something. And which after that episode, I felt like I was probably going to get there sooner than I wanted to.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No, it was good. I thought it was very well thought out. And even if certain people didn't participate as they should have, it was great. Yeah. I would come. I would have had a great time with you, Heidi.
Yes. Yeah, you would have.
I would have had a great time.
You would love the corn dogs. Yes.
Specifically the corn dogs.
The Frito pie.
That was so
good.
Well, we're going to have Leanne Lockett on the phone shortly to talk about everything. I mean, we're at the finale, so we have a lot of questions for her. But first, let's talk a little bit about tonight's episode and take a look at different things that happened and what didn't happen in this finale. It seemed a little finale light to me. What do you think?
I agreed.
I know they usually end Housewives on a party note, but this just felt like a regular party. It didn't feel like that. We didn't get that group shot at the end with everybody. It just, it wasn't traditional, right?
Yeah, I felt like that there wasn't, usually they end and there's a cliffhanger of some sort where you're like, oh, I can't wait for the next season and see how this unfolds. But it seemed like it ended. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
It almost felt like it was a movie that they just tried to wrap up real quick.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It had that feeling to it.
There needs to be more or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully that happens at the reunion.
It's like they tried to have the final fight be between Carrie and Leanne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it didn't come off.
No. It didn't come off. There wasn't really an escalation. There wasn't really any accusation back and forth. I mean, they sort of had some words, but it wasn't the epic thing that we look for in a finale. Yeah.
Well, I think they had, you know, those explosive moments earlier on in the series, and then it was sort of like, okay, the trip was, I think, sort of the culmination of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The trip was definitely the apex of the season.
Yes.
I do agree. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the sit-down with Carrie and Leanne and how Leanne, basically Carrie says Leanne keeps turning things around on her. You just turn things. And then Leanne just says her reaction is that she feels agitated just by the whole thing. And yeah, I mean, it just never really picked up off the ground and Leanne took off. Was it Leanne that took off?
Leanne.
Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, I felt like Carrie said that she felt attacked by Leanne. I felt like Carrie attacked her. She instigated the conversation.
I think so.
She basically walked up to Leanne and said, I'm not scared of her, so I'm going to confront her about what at this point? It's like, what do we have to talk about? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I felt like Leanne did the right thing. I would have done the same thing. I would have walked off. Like, I'm not doing this with you today.
Well, yeah. I don't think there was much more to say.
Yeah. Nothing.
You know, nothing. I mean, Carrie was mad because Leanne supposedly was spreading rumors about she and Mark, whatever.
That's what she should have addressed if she wanted
she
to address
just,
something.
You know,
that was never even brought up.
It wasn't
that was the strange
up.
Thing.
Yeah, Carrie always says, well, I'll tell you to your face, but she didn't say anything.
Yeah, there was a lot of that from her this season, but I do appreciate Carrie on the season because somebody actually was kind of butting heads with Leanne, and I think that makes for great TV. You need to have... I mean, if everybody's just going to go around and be friends, I mean, it's not a housewife show.
No, it's not a show.
Yeah. So I'm glad that Carrie was on the show, and she's really being who she is. I mean, granted, she has her flaws here and there. She really is sticking to... You know, sometimes you meet people, you just don't gel with them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're a case of they just don't get along.
They really are, like, I think personality-wise, oil and water kind of.
Yeah,
just I don't... Like, Leanne and Carrie knew each other a little bit before all this, from the social scene. But I would never see them. I would never see them being close friends. You know, I would see them not disliking each other, but not being friends.
Speaking of Leanne, we have her on the line.
Yay!
Oh my gosh,
Leanne, how are
you?
Hey, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
I'm conscious and sober. Something's wrong.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Leanne, I am so excited to finally get to talk to you. We've been in touch for so long, and I'm glad that you're finally on the show where you belong. Yay.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV.
Sorry, I'm not there in person.
Me too.
You've got gorgeous Heidi over there.
Yes, we're enjoying Heidi.
Heidi and I are real close.
We're real close.
So, Leanne, we're so excited to have you on. What do you want to say after the finale? Like, we just want to know, you know, your thoughts just on how everything just, what, where we are so far before the reunion, how everything went down after, you know, everything wrapped. What are you thinking right now?
I think the season finale kind of sums up how I feel about the entire show, which was we kind of went nowhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that it's very difficult to produce a reality show where with one person or two people who have really big lives and then everybody else who wants to have a big life but doesn't know how to do it, so they're going to be produced to have one. And it gets a little frustrating because the person who has the big life then typically gets attacked by everyone, you know? Mm-hmm. And it got really old for me because it's like, look, you know what? You have Heidi sitting there. I'm a huge personality, much like Heidi. Mm-hmm. I'm not a quiet human being. I'm never going to be a quiet human being. You know, I'm the person at the auditions where the casting director pops his head out and goes, Leanne, and I go, it wasn't me. I swear on God. You know, but it was, and everybody knows it. So, and, you know, I just felt like the season finale, you're right, Carrie came for me because she saw Brandy coming for me and how much attention that was creating for Brandy. And I feel like, you know, the theme for season one was go at Leanne if you want camera time.
I can see that.
I would say that's accurate.
Very accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I explain something about Leanne? She and I have a personality trait in common. Leanne and I, we're like big old bears. We like to sit in our nice cave, enjoying our honey. We won't bother you if you don't bother us, but if you poke us, you're going to get mauled. And that's what happened on this show. And you just saw Leanne reacting to people going after her. Mm-hmm. Does she go after people? Never in a million years. Leanne Locken is the person who has people's back. She's had my back more times than I can possibly count. Leanne is a loyal, true blue friend, which is why I love her. And that's why Leanne is no longer friends with Marie, because Marie betrayed her and lied to her.
Yeah. Hey, Leanne, this is, I think a common theme that I'm seeing is that the people that that you're really close with, they are super, super loyal to you. Why do you think that is?
Super loyal. Yeah. Why do I think that they're loyal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, sometimes people have relationships and they can be just friends, you know what I'm saying? But everybody that's actually had your back has really had your back.
Yeah. Tight.
It's a really good thing.
I don't have those kind of, I don't have time for casual acquaintances. I have those people in the charity world, and I say hello to them when I'm at a charity event, and I say thank you for attending and blah, 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 blah. But the truth is, I'm such a busy person that I don't have time to question if I'm having a mental breakdown for a moment and I just need to, like, vent. If I vent to you, is that going to end up on the 5 o'clock news? Or did I just vent to you and you went, woo, you feel better, girl? You might need a glass of wine and get the fuck over it. I'm, you know, I have a big mouth. And the way that I process things is to talk it through. So for me, I talk. And when I find my friends that are not loyal, I don't feel comfortable talking. And you see the episodes where I don't contribute are the episodes that die. You know, and the season finale, I didn't want to fight at the Byron Nelson. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to fight. I really felt like I've been fighting with everyone all season, and I just wanted to go to a party where, I don't know, how about somebody said, hey, Leanne, thanks for coming. You know, and it just never happened. It just never happened. I mean, you know, I feel bad. I feel like, you know, Stephanie is more like the sheep in the group. And Brandy can be guided, too. And I feel like Carrie, you know, has her own agenda of what she wanted to accomplish this season, being the solo person out there. And she tried it first with Tiffany, and then it went nowhere because it's very difficult to end a 30-year friendship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very difficult, unless you're the person that's in the friendship that's ending it, like Marie and our 20-year friendship. You have to understand the thing about Marie. My friendship with Marie was longer than any marriage on this show. Mm-hmm. So when that type of a friendship stabs you in the back, you know, I don't, you know, it's pretty, I don't know how you do that gracefully. I'm not very graceful, as you can tell, when people are unloyal to me. I'm just not very graceful. And I offer such loyalty that I kind of think, if I offer you my loyalty, I would think that it would be a mutual thing.
Leanne, can I ask you something? Did you think that Marie did all that and backstabbed you for an opportunity to be on Bravo's Real Housewives of Dallas?
Yes, okay. I do. I can tell you this. I'm the one who put Marie up for the show. I'm the one who recommended Marie. I'm the only cast member on this show that was originally received the email, we're looking for this type of a character for this type of show. I'm the only one. Everyone else was recommended by someone who got that email. I got that email. Mm-hmm. And I recommended Tiffany and Marie. And Marie, what happened during the season was she did this thing where when the cameras weren't there, like she spent all season trying to convince me that I was having a mental breakdown. I'm so worried you're having a mental breakdown, which is why in that scene, I'm like, you know, I'm not having a mental breakdown. I'm pissed
yeah.
out. And, you oh know, it's because she did all these manipulation behind the scenes, but then when the cameras were on, she wanted to be the nice, sweet, and innocent Marie who would never do those things to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I can't deal with those kinds of people. You know, Leanne, look, be you. Yeah, if you're going to, you know, fart, own it. If you're going to be an ass, own it. You know, just own it. Just, I own my shit. I love when people tweet to me, you just need to own it. And I'm like, it's so hard for me not to go, bitch, I did it.
That's true. That's a lame tweet to send to you.
Right.
Sure. I agree.
Right. Yeah, so Leanne, the fact that Marie did this on TV, is that what made it more hurtful, or you know, what was that sort of to you, the fact that she did this on TV for everyone to see?
What made it really hurtful, I could give a crap about TV. I'm so unaffected by cameras because that's what I've been doing for most of my life. But what made it most hurtful for me was the fact that we had this loyalty for 20 years, and I think because she could see that she wasn't getting her permanent spot on the show and that I was getting all of this, like, you know,
attention.
I was getting all of this attention. It started wearing at her. And then that was when, you know, she brought Taylor in to instigate because the producers were telling her, you're boring. You're boring us. So she brought Taylor in because, once again, she still couldn't be entertaining herself. She had to bring someone else in to do it. It's like, let me stick my hand up your ass, Taylor, and talk for me. Oh, wait, can you just talk? Because I don't really have anything to say for myself either.
Well, Marie, last week we had Marie call in, and she talked a little bit about the rumors, gift basket, all types of nonsense. What do you have? We're still kind of figuring out what she said.
I shat in a fucking basket, okay?
Okay.
There it is, once again owning it. And when the basket was full, I shat behind a bush in front of my house. Let's mix X-Lax with about 8 bottles of champagne, and it's 2 a.m., and fucking Marie is driving slower than molasses at home. Shit happens.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
Leanne, I just want to say it. Who the hell cares? Yeah, like, I don't care where you shat or did whatever. Like, that is fine. People are entitled to do that. Like, to the world. Who cares?
Leanne, I would have cared,
and that's
too.
It.
Yeah.
I would have cared.
It was never about the story. It was never about the fact that
she
told
your
someone
friend
I was in the basket.
It's a, she
it
lied
was
to your, it was, she it's lied to your face. You asked her, and she flat out lied to your face.
Oh, she still lies to my face. To
have you guys?
She sat at the reunion and lied.
Yeah.
She sat at the reunion and lied. Wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, that is the thing. Last week we asked her, like, well, if I asked her straight up, I was like, well, if you didn't say it and 3 people knew, then who did? And she couldn't answer that question.
Yeah, she doesn't answer.
And I texted them afterwards and I was like, y'all, I think she lied to us.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I mean, the story didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Leanne,
nothing that she says makes sense. Nothing she says makes sense.
Leanne,
you know,
like all long term.
YouTube channel where she can write the nursery rhyme about me shatting in a basket.
Okay, Leanne, like all friendships, you know, I mean, you guys had a very long standing friendship. Do you see, I know we're talking about her now, but is there any room for reconciliation? I mean, we've seen long, long relationships somehow make it through.
Does it snow and hell.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Okay. We got your answer.
She said that she
Am I ever going to let a monkey fuck my shoulder blades again? Hmm. No. There's your answer.
Okay. There we go.
Well, you know, she said last week that Marie said she would not join the show if Tiffany was in the cast, but she didn't necessarily draw a line in the sand with you.
She's not going to join the show because she's not going to be asked. She's a moron.
How do you feel, Leanne?
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
I know. I have such a hard time getting words out.
Leanne, I have waited all season for this. I'm so excited.
Thank God for you, Leanne.
We have been waiting all season.
Seriously. I hate boring, and Marie is so ultimately boring, and that's the biggest problem. She's going to come on and do what? Let the veins in her forehead make everyone call her a Klingon? grow balls or shut up.
That is true. Yeah. Leanne, you have consistently been the most entertaining piece of The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask.
Thank you.
I have to ask Heidi here what she thinks of the situation with you and Marie. What is your POV on this?
Oh, well, I'm really disappointed in Marie because, you know, it, like Leanne said, it isn't that she told the story about the poo. I mean, Blake, you said, so what? I mean, we've all done crazy things in our life. So what?
Yeah.
You're young, you get drunk, some stuff literally shit happens.
Yeah, literally.
But you get kicked out of a bar with Heidi.
Yeah, well, that has happened. That happens now. But,
I love that.
You know, I mean, I'm really disappointed that, you know, she did it in such a backstabbing, manipulative way, and then flat out lied when she asked. You had to tell Taylor this. You told this to Taylor, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was you and Tiffany and me. Well, no, no. Well, yeah. it's such a betrayal. And there was other stuff too that Leanne could go into, I guess, another time. You know, that led up to this, and it was sort of like the last straw, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it sort of struck me as, like, the story was put out there to hurt Leanne.
To hurt. It was,
and it was like, oh, this is an embarrassing, whatever, hurtful thing. And, like, just for me, is like, that's not even embarrassing. That's not even hurtful.
Not
I wouldn't even care.
No,
exactly. So for someone else to put that out there intentionally to hurt someone else, it just seemed
like a
lame attempt at that.
And Leanne, you know, she poked her with that. Literally,
yeah.
She poked her.
Yeah.
You know?
She really did. And, you know, the thing was, she'd been poking me for, like, the last year, like, through, you know, clients that would go see her because, of course, you know, I helped make her business.
True.
And it would get back to me like, oh, she's talking about you while she's doing my Botox. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, find something else to talk about. Like, if your life's so boring that you've got to, you know, magnify mine, you know, and I really got to a point where I just thought, I can't do this. Like, and the trip to Austin, it was like, you know how when someone's like, she's lying about you, she's lying about you, she's lying about you, and you're like, no, you're misunderstanding her, you don't get it, no, she would never do that. And then in Austin, when Brandy said it, it was like, face the liar. And I just literally lost my cookie for Cocoa Puffs. I did. I did.
Well, let's talk a little
bit. And, you know, recently she's done some stuff even worse.
Uh-oh.
That also tried to harm other cast members. And, you know, it's funny because now I get a chance to say to those other cast members, how does it feel?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand why I threatened to, like, you know, gut her from my life now? And they're like, oh, my God, it makes so much sense, Leanne.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. It does. She's just evil. And her husband is what creates all of this evilness. And it's because he doesn't want his little dirty, dark secrets to come out about Mexico and what he does down there.
Ooh. Leanne has the insight.
Heidi's looking to the sky on this one.
I know.
So, now, Leanne, I want to, because we let Marie deliver her report on what happened, what went down in that kitchen at that lake house. So I want to hear from you what happened from your perspective. What happened in your account?
I threatened the shit out of her. It's an island in the kitchen that's about, I don't know, 10, 15 feet wide, square, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I literally was walking around the island. She was walking backwards facing me. It was like a cartoon. All of the time, I was constantly around the island, and I don't know what I said. Seriously, I was intoxicated. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember. But I remember being so effing pissed that she just wouldn't tell the truth. How fucking hard is it to speak the truth? And I just kept remembering, you know, at any point in time, She could have went outside. She could have went into a living room. She could have went upstairs and locked herself upstairs. She could have went in the laundry room that was right there. She could have knocked on one of the girls' doors. She could have gone anywhere. I had no weapons in my hands. She was not in a corner. Okay? She kept walking, and the reason she stayed in that kitchen was because she was guilty. And a part of her knew that she was trying. She wanted so hard to stay there, and she took it. Number one, because she knew she was guilty, and number two, she kept thinking at some point I would get tired, and she could convince me that she didn't do it. Hmm. And it just, I just had reached my point where I just was done with the lies.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you walk in and your boyfriend's screwing your best friend, and you're like, you guys are done. Like, we're done. Like, I'm seeing it, and we're done.
Yeah.
You know, there is no hope. You cannot tell me my penis only brushed up against her. You know, it's like, I see it. We're done.
Yeah.
When the other girls were saying that they were crying under the covers, I mean, did you think that was a little extreme?
Bite my dick, you little chicken shit
whisker.
Oh, grow a fucking pair of balls. Shut up. If one of you, and if Terry was so worried, come on, instead of recording me,
that was insane.
How about coming out here and go, no, Leanne? You know, I mean, yeah. You got a dog, you train him, right? You know how to speak. Oh, I'm sorry, you're not scared of me. Oh, I was so scared of her. I'm not scared of her. Oh, I was so scared of her. I don't watch tennis. Somebody help me. I don't know where the ball is. I'm lost. You know?
Yeah, but you know, like, what? Everybody made a big deal over Leanne saying, I'm going to gut you like a carny or kill you or something. Does that, nobody understand what a metaphor is?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times, exactly. I can't tell you how many times my kid made me mad. Damn it, Dallas, I'm going to kill you. I'm not threatening his life. I mean, I'm just like, oh, it's a metaphor, people.
And yeah. Dallas literally looks at her like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, and that's the whole thing. It's like, you know what, when I say, oh, I'm still going to kill you, like, for me, it's like, you're so, honey, I haven't seen her face. At the reunion, I looked at her one time. Tiffany looked at her one time. Other than that, we stayed facing Andy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. I don't need to see ugly.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to see ugly, I'll get a 10-time magnifying mirror and go to town on myself, okay? Well, I don't need to see it.
You mentioned the reunion.
She's just so. Right now, when I think of her, all I think of is just this black soul, and I just that's so sad to me because it's not the human that I knew.
Yeah.
It's not the human that I bought, you know, tracking devices for, and you know, it's not the human I gave my passcode to. And
sometimes and that's what fame does.
It's just sad.
Being on TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a bad story.
So what is your relationship now with all the women, Leanne, seeing how everybody pretty much came for you throughout the season? I mean, we always speculate.
Exhausting.
Yeah, we speculate, season two, obviously you're definitely coming back. But the other women, what's your relationship with them now after the reunion?
You know, at the reunion, we had a really, I'm excited for the reunion. I really am. You know, obviously, you know, where I sat, so you know that means everybody came for me again, and you know, mm-hmm. I get it. I felt like at my job at the reunion was to find a clear way to answer the question that you just asked me, and I think the reunion answers that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to look forward to then.
Mm-hmm. You do. It's a good reunion. It's a good reunion. I didn't jump up and, you know, spout out all the things that everyone comes to me in the town and tells me.
We saw someone get out of their seat though.
I think people get so, like, they're so pissed at me because people come and tell me everything bad about those other people. You know, like, I literally have been told something about every cast member every time I go to a charity event. Someone comes on like, oh my God, you know, I used to do business with so-and-so and they still owe me $50,000. And I'm like, wow.
No.
I'm like, what makes me wonder what people say when they, you know, that Leanne's a bitch. There you go. That's what you got on me.
That's
I'm
the extent of it.
Friday, then.
Yeah, that's about it, Leanne. You and I are bitches.
True. Thank God for bitches.
Yes. So when there's a season two, Leanne, will you be on it? Will we see you front and center?
I think it'll take a real big person to claw that center star out of my hand.
Oh, good. Good.
I knew I liked you. One last question for you. How do you think we all would do in the charity world? I'm so curious.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Okay. You'd do good if you had Heidi by your side. You just let Heidi hold your hand and walk you through. And
yeah. Oh, good. Well, we're there already. We're there already.
We're there. We took a step. I'll buy a table. I'll invite you on
a right.
You got to work on your guests, man. That Les lies. Woo!
Uh-oh.
I
yes.
I know how to say that name, too, right? Les Bly.
That's how you pronounce it, huh?
Oh, my.
Well, that's all she can do.
Oh, oh we love it.
Have you begged for a job much lately? Keep begging.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Invest in your pads, honey. Your knees are getting old.
Girl.
Well, oh, we got to so give everyone an equal platform here, so... Yeah. Tell it. I don't know what to say. I mean,
tell it, yes.
Shot, so,
and Leanne, right. We're all really happy for you with all your public speaking. We think you're doing great, and I really enjoyed seeing you do your public speaking. I thought that was really great.
Thank you. Thank you. And I really, that's something that, you know what, I never thought after creating, producing, and hosting my own TV shows, I really thought, okay, that's what I've always wanted to do in my life. I'll never find any other passion. And that moment at the Grace Project, mm-hmm. my heart just caught on fire, and I just thought, this is what I want to do. This is something I'm passionate about. So
fantastic.
I'm excited about it.
Great. Yeah. Anytime you can find anything that you're passionate about, that's huge. That's very exciting. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Give me a reason to get up and fight the hangman.
Yes. Great.
And we would love you here in the studio at some point, season two, hopefully.
Please.
Hopefully.
You
yes.
are welcome.
You know
you're very
For
welcome.
Sure.
Absolutely. Right. I'd love to have you in here. Well, great. Thank you so much, Leanne, for all the tea, the dirt, and the shade.
All the shade.
Thank you very much,
so
Leanne.
Welcome.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I got to go do my nightly duty so I can go to bed.
Oh, okay. That's all important.
Right. Say hi to Rich.
Get to that, girl.
Put on
you
your
know
Kevlar.
Me. Don't brag about it. Just pull the panties down and get it done.
Yes, the visual.
For Kevlar panties.
My panties.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh bye, Leanne.
Bye.
Bye.
That was great.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Well, there's your news and gossip and your interview.
That was all of it.
I mean, we've got everything. And we're
I mean,
keep
how do you
going.
Top that now?
That was fantastic.
So good. So good. Oh, what can we say about this season? I want to know more from Heidi, and there's so much I want to know. We have so little time, but we have to just keep going. We're just going to plow through.
Get some, what do you think? Blake, what questions do you
Let's
have?
Let's keep going.
I mean, I have all the questions. Okay. I want to know, okay, so you, unbeknownst to you at the beginning of this, you were introduced as the charity queen. That's how they introduced you on the show. Who said that? Do we remember which housewife said
was
that?
It was Leanne.
Leanne.
Yes.
Okay, so somebody, we think it's Leanne, said that you were the charity queen. I would love to know your history pre-Housewives of Dallas. I want to know
well,
you sort of in
history.
Dallas.
I have 63 years of history before Real Housewives
I
of
want
Dallas.
It all.
So you
and
want it all. Right. Well, go on my website, Heidi Dillon.com, and you can read everything.
Yeah.
But I moved to Dallas 22 years ago, and I immediately jumped in the nonprofit world. And my passion has always been art, because I have a master's degree in fine art. So I started working at the, you know, volunteering at the Dallas Museum of Art, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I just had the word sucker on my forehead, so...
So they pulled you in.
They reeled me in, and I was happy about it. You know, I loved it. And I chaired a lot of big events. Was on, I can't even tell you how many committees, host committees, auction committees, all kinds of stuff. I did that. And then I decided, you know what? I've been working for free for all these years. So I decided I wanted to have a real career. And so I started working in television. And so that was about 7 years ago, and I met this wonderful producer and director here in L.A., and we started a television production company.
Wow.
And we did a lot of great stuff. We sold all these pilots and did a lot of projects, and I loved it. And my dear friend and business partner is in the studio with us tonight, Sherry Morricone.
Yay!
And then through the work with Morning Dew Pictures, I met an extraordinary talent. We call him Piece of Talent, you know. And his name is Mr. Ray. You can look him up, and he's a talent for Wee TV, and he's
oh
doing
my god!
Stuff.
I know Ray.
Do you know
yes,
Ray?
He's in DC.
Yeah, he lives in DC.
Oh my god!
You know Ray?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
Yeah, what a moment, guys. What a moment. I know.
I love Mr. Ray. Hi, Ray, if you're watching, we love you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's doing great stuff. I can't divulge what he's working on, but he's doing some
coming up. I hope he should move out here. He's going to.
Yeah, but you can see him on Mr. Ray's Reality Rap on WeTV Digital. And just so you know, B. Scott.
Yeah,
I know all those guys.
We're friends already. Wow, small world. Okay.
Small world.
Yes.
So I decided to start, you know, having an actual career that wasn't, you know, working for free.
Yes. Well, but working for free, like I know that we've heard Leanne say this many times on the show, that really it's her full-time job, being in the charity world.
No, volunteerism in Dallas is a full-time commitment. You know, and it's really hard. Like, I've sort of told everybody I'm out. Leanne reeled me in with the Grace Project because I felt her passion, and she asked me to be honorary chair, and I was honored to do that for her. And that event's coming up in September. And Leanne, I've met the people who work for the Grace Project and some of the women and everything. And it's, you know, every nonprofit has a really great thing that they're doing, whether you're interested in the arts or fashion or children's diseases or children's issues or abused women or, you know, leukemia or whatever it is. And Dallas is very, very philanthropic. And it's hard to kind of like stick your toe in, because once people heard, oh, I was, you know, working with Leanne and Grace Project, then it's like the floodgates open. So then you have to like, okay, back off. I love this. I love everything. But, you know, I want to focus on doing stuff that, you know, is interesting to me now and just kind of pick and choose.
Yeah.
So I kind of stick with, for the most part, I stick with fashion and art. Dallas is such a great arts community, and I'm so proud of everything that's going on there. And, but, you know, somebody can, you know, Leanne, twist my arm.
Right.
Yeah.
Pull you back in.
Nice.
Yes,
I was gonna say, I love that you guys are so loyal and really such genuine friends. They look out for each other.
Well, we don't have time for, like she said, we don't have time for faux friends. I mean, we do the kiss thing all the time, but who do I talk to on the phone? You know, I talk to Leanne, I talk to Sherry over here, my husband, and you know, a couple other people. That's about it. My son texts me all the time for more money. And other than that, you know.
That's it. Yeah. That's the list.
There you go. So if Andy Cohen asked you to be a permanent, you know, for season two, would you say yes?
Yeah, people ask me that all the time. And, you know, I've had a good time doing it. And I can't give you a concrete answer because there's so many variables. And, you know, starting with the variables, are they going to have season two? That's the big, you know.
Yeah.
Without that, nothing else matters. And then, you know, who are they going to bring on as cast member? Who's going to be like? I like all the girls right now, so that's good. But they're talking about bringing on other people. So who are those people? You know. So there's those variables, and then there's these unknown. Like, what do I want to do? Do I want to move to? My son is in college. Do I want to stay in Dallas?
Yeah.
You know. So the lure of Malibu is strong. Trust me. So,
no kidding.
You know. So it. You know. I can't say yes or no because there's. I mean, if today somebody said, all right, sign here today, and everything was fine, you know, I'd say yes. But my husband and I are discussing other lifestyle changes, you know, because, you know, he's 68, I'm 63, and we might want to chill.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That doesn't sound bad.
But we all think you're ready to great chill for the show.
Yeah. We called that early on.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to.
As soon as you stepped on the scene, I was
You and Leanne. And Leanne. And it's interesting that you guys are already friends and sort of the most dynamic ladies.
Yeah, we're a good team. And Tiffany, Tiffany's a friend of mine. Yes. Leanne introduced me to Tiff when Tiff first moved to town. We went to, I call it the Mad Haters event.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
Tiff at the after party. Yeah. So I do remember. But yes, and I liked her right away. She's really good.
Yeah, she's great,
really
too.
Really great. Really fun.
Yeah.
The
other girls are all sweet too. I just didn't know them before this, but they're very nice girls.
So the rest of the ladies you met then once this show started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I met them all the first night at the Aaron Hendren's event. Yeah,
the concert. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think our time is up here.
Oh no!
Getting told to wrap. Well, we'll share our final thoughts and where you can find us and what we would like to promote. Let's start with Heidi.
What? Oh, HeidiDillon.com is my website. Heidi Dillon underscore HFD, what? And then is Instagram, and then Twitter is Heidi at Heidi Dillon. That was hard.
That was a little tricky.
Well, thank you. What about you guys?
You can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter and the Snap.
You guys can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I did an interview earlier today, a spotlight on, with Carrie Duber and her husband Mark. They stopped by the studio and we chatted about a few things Real Housewives of Dallas in preparation for the finale tonight and the reunion next week, so be sure to tune into that. I, of course, am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants underscore underscore Rants. Before this show, Blake and I were talking, and we thought it would only be appropriate to just give a shout out to all the folks down in Orlando and give us give them nothing but our best and our prayers and our thoughts. I've been thinking about this just all day, and I just couldn't ignore it. So, you know, we're glad that you had some fun with us, and please send your prayers to Orlando. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Dallas. We'll be back next week with the reunion. Yes. Let's go.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.